on the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
As for today's segment, drum roll please.
Let's see, here we are.
We have Escobar Cigars. You asked for it, and we are the full one another again. Here we are. So what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Let's see. Here we go.
I think it sucks.
No. Yikes. Calm down.
People here, you know, here at Sip Suds and Smokes, us being somewhat cigar snobs, right? We have a lot of experience with cigars.
Yeah.
This line of cigars are something that you can just kind of light and just enjoy the experience of smoking, right? Yeah. Great golf course cigar. This is a good one to cut the grass with.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for smokes.
And welcome to this smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Today, our hosts are good old boy Benjamin.
What up, what up?
I got good old boy Mike.
I am here as a dialogue coach for somebody who'll say Nicaragua correctly today.
Right. And pulling in the rear, we got good old boy Justin all the way down to Fort Lauderdale.
She said pull in the rear, really? Right off the
bat? Good morning.
In the first 2 minutes of the show?
Hey, man, someone's got to pull it in.
Yeah. I took it in the rear early this show.
Do you have lube for that today?
Strawberry. So we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before you get caught playing Game Boy under the sheets.
Guilty.
When you're supposed to be sleeping.
Guilty.
Yeah. And just after that same Walker Texas Ranger episode.
Oh, yeah. I feel it coming.
Banned once again.
That's right.
Trevette's my hero.
Uh-huh. As you know, I hope you know, our smoke segments are about cigars and, well, anything you can smoke. As for today's segment, drum roll, please.
Let's see. Here we are.
We have Escobar Cigars. You asked for it, and we are the full one another again. Here we are. So what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Let's see. Here we go.
I think it sucks.
Calm down. So anyway, strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today, but don't worry if you miss anything. You can download the full episode from wherever you get podcasts from. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy?
Buddy!
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 All right. Who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
That's right. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode where all this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds and Smokes Cigars 101 and that episode should pop right up. Or follow our link in the show notes. Good old boy Justin gets the honors of going over our smokes ratings today. Take it away.
It's because he can say Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
I'll attempt it at some point.
Please don't. There's only so much editing power we have in post, okay?
One ring. This sucked before it was even lit. Two rings. At least I lit it. Three rings. I would smoke this again. Four rings. How much you want for them? Five rings. Where are they? I need a box.
Magnificent.
Now do five.
Five rings. Where are they? I need a box.
All All right.
It's the natural Cubano, you know, overtone that he has surrounded by his cultural, you know, influence. I love this, you know.
Yeah.
When you get gasoline, is the guy at the gas station sound just like that?
We don't talk to the people at the gas station. We have self-serve here, man.
All right. Well, Mike's going to start us off with the Habano. Let's take it away.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, today, again, we're talking about everything from Escobar cigars, and I'm going to talk about the Habano, designed for those who appreciate a fuller, more nuanced smoking experience. This medium plus body cigar delivers a complex array of flavors. The Ecuadorian Habano wrapper introduces a bold, earthy richness, while the Nicaraguan binder and fillers enhance the profile with deep notes of roasted coffee, dark chocolate, and a touch of pepper. These robust flavors are harmoniously balanced by subtle hints of cedar, leather, and a smooth, creamy undertone.
Here is the warmth of thickly cushioned contour seats, available even in fine Corinthian leather.
Rich Corinthian leather, that's correct.
All right, so before we get into rating that, what are your thoughts?
So, I love this one.
Justin coming in.
It had beautiful flavor. It stayed lit. The foot was complicated. It was very, very nice.
I liked it as well. I kind of felt the same way. It was a nice Habano, nice run of the mill. Grab a Habano and go.
Yeah, I think average is definitely the key word, you know, here. It was, you know, just that. It was average. You know, it had a lot of the right things going. I like the creaminess around this. And, you know, it had, you know, a little bit of leather on it.
Had good smoke coming off of it.
Oh, really? Smoke?
Holy smokes!
There we go.
Not the spice profile that I normally expect from a Habano. Habanos are normally a bit spicier for me. This one definitely had a bit more body and a bit more of that creaminess, almost reminiscent of maybe like a Connecticut Plus type of experience.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. You know, was it a good average Habano? But yes, but was it on profile? No.
No.
It was not.
It's one of the Habano tends to be something that I lean into and then look for through any line. And this was the first one that I smoked out of the lineup that we had and was excited to kind of get into it. And most of the spice, if any, that I got was just off of the retro.
Sure.
I didn't get really any of it through the full smoking process. A lot more white pepper, so like floral spiciness, if any, black tea, alfalfa, kind of green hay notes. Ooh, a little bit more of a sweet tone to it,
with a little earthy back tone.
Yes.
Yeah, I have some more specific tasting notes here.
S'mores?
Yes. Yes, senor, Benjamin.
How can we have s'more if we haven't had any already?
Wow, man, I tell you, it's just... All right, so hints of spice and kind of pepper up front. You know, it was another really wonderful first ash at like 2 inches. I mean, you know, that thing had really great construction about it.
Yeah, the burn quality was really good. I found through most of their line.
Kind of an average draw, though. You know, quite mild in the middle. With hints of spice. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good average Habano, but I really like, you know, Benjamin, the way that you said it was more like a Connecticut plus plus, you know, or it was just, you know, all that creaminess that you, I think, was a little bit out of character for this.
Sure. So what are we going to rate it at here? What you got, Justin? Hold them up. Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, let's see how he's going to average.
We're going with a 4. He just held up 4.
Oh, my goodness.
He held up 4.
I am feeling.
I think we need to maybe.
Magnificent.
Sidebar with Barger how averages work.
Mm-hmm. He held up 4. I held up 4.
Yeah. But then you add them together, divide them by the number of people with their input, and then.
Well, I had a 3 and you had a 2.
We got Mr. Math here. I love it.
Yeah. I love this, you know.
Listen, well, we can hash this out.
I mean, I think if I were walking into a humidor, I mean, would that have been like, well, you know what? That's Habano. I'm going back to that. No,
so
I'm sorry.
I wonder what different, like, maybe if they picked a different,
less creamy
binder or something, you know, whatever could go in, maybe give it a little more of that spice note.
No,
you know, I think more than anything else, the ring gauge probably has a lot to do with that.
Okay,
right. So the one that we smoked was a Gordo, yep. So 6.5 by 58. So it doesn't give a lot of additional room for that wrapper to shine.
Sure,
in my opinion. So changing the binder or the filler probably wouldn't have a large impact outside of there being maybe less, right? So maybe in a smaller ring gauge.
So maybe bring it down a little bit. Bring that ring gauge down a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm...
go like a Robusto or like a Corona Gorda.
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think that's something...
Now, I do think they have other sizes in the of all their lines, too. So it'd be interesting. I wouldn't mind picking up a Robusto
trying it. Was watching... some cigar videos through the week and came across another manufacturer, their blender, talking about, you know, girth and ring gauge and
ooh, did its we say girth?
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back
Hey-o.
Again.
Ooh.
Yo.
Making sure it's going over the widest part.
I love her description of girth.
Collectively, our widest part is... We all have wide
between
parts.
Your ears. So
I'm Jewish, so it doesn't get that wide.
Oh, just man, that
short
is so
and
good.
Full of money, right?
I'm telling you. That gets them all.
Like a plus-size pinata.
But yeah, so... I think that one thing that, you know, we all share in common here is also being into proof spirits and bourbons and whiskeys and those type of things, and how those flavor profiles change drastically as you add water, as you kind of dilute what's in that glass for you. It's the same thing when you're talking about ring gauge with a cigar. So a smaller ring gauge, a more concentration of flavor,
sure,
you get a little bit more of the big notes that you're looking for, whereas those larger ring gauges tend to kind of, you know, dilute that complexity a bit because of, you know, the addition of the filler on the inside.
Speaking on those, I think that, you know, what you're hitting at, what you put with it too, is what can help bring out certain qualities as well. So like if you had a coffee with it or a bourbon or water or whatever you have with it, can help round those things off on your palate maybe.
100%. Every day is different, right? And so the opportunity to go back and try, you know, some of these options again, probably in a different ring gauge, would also bring on a completely different experience.
Sure. Yeah, like
with,
I want
what they offer.
Like I want to combine my morning, my afternoon with a redirect on our score.
Yeah, right. Right. Come on now.
We'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And we're back. We just got done rating and talking about the Escobar Habano.
Magnificent.
And we rated it a 4. Justin is going to tell us about their Connecticut. Why don't you take it away, Justin?
So let's see here.
The Connecticut is the result of a mild to medium bodied cigar that delivers a harmonious balance of flavors. Each draw unveils a creamy, velvety smoke, enriched with notes of cedar, subtle spice, and a touch of sweetness, all intertwined with nuanced nuttiness. The craftsmanship ensures a consistent burn and a luxurious smoking experience, ideal for both seasoned aficionados and newcomers alike. Whether you're relaxing after a long day or celebrating a special occasion, the Escobar Cigars Ecuadorian Connecticut offers a refined and memorable experience. My experience with this was somewhat different. Mine went out a few times while I was smoking it.
Oh, that sucks.
It had a sweet flavor. It was easy to light. Lots of white, big smoke. But
holy smokes.
Only gave it like two rings.
Yeah. Well, let's you know, I kind of had a little bit of the same. I'm not going to lie. The Connecticut was probably my least favorite of the bunch. There was a lot of smoke and there was a lot of
smoke detected.
Yep. I see.
And I had a little bit of construction issues with mine as well. So it canoed a little bit.
Canoodled?
Yeah, it canoodled a little bit. Which,
describe that, because I don't know what that is.
Like the burn goes up one side and not the other.
Canoodling?
A little bit of canoeing.
Right. Is there like advanced canoodling?
Well, we'll talk about that in Cigar 102, which once it comes out, you
is
guys
that
will
only
be
for people
that.
In Iowa?
Yeah, it's for
How's
our only fans.
Out? Okay.
Yeah, it's for our only fans.
Am I the head canoodler?
Yeah, that's right. Mike's in the middle, everybody. Mike's in the middle. What do you think?
I enjoy the Connecticut more than a lot of the other cigars in this lineup. It was everything that I looked for in a Connecticut because it had a bit more body. It had a bit more of those nice creamy complexities.
Yeah.
A little bit of spice I picked up on the retro, which I like the commonality of that through the lineup with, you know, that little bit of consistency there. So you can kind of, it's a signature, if you will.
Sure.
But compared to a lot of the Connecticuts, which aren't normally my flavor profile, I definitely prefer more full body, medium plus, you know, smoking experiences. This Connecticut is actually something that I would keep around.
Oh, nice. What about you, Mike?
Well, I thought what was interesting is that, you know, the common thing was this big smoke thing that was going on.
Holy smokes!
Well, the big smoke we went to already this year.
But in each of these cigars, I mean, that was really kind of the very predominant, you know, component that I was really seeing. And some of that, I think, was, you know, the nature of some of the draw that was coming off, you know, many of the cigars in this product line. And when I got to the Connecticut, I was like, oh, well, it wasn't the first one. I think it was like the third one I had in the lineup. And I was like, oh, I'm expecting more of the same.
Is that your fourth round of 18 holes that day?
And, you know, I was just, as I was going through the Connecticut, I was kind of anticipating. I was like, I was waiting for this moment. And all of a sudden, it just kind of fell apart a bit. And I was like, oh, wow, this is like just a good old day, average, you know, kind of Connecticut, you know, that was coming around. And I think when I'm approaching Connecticut, I definitely have, you know, several reference cigars. And at the top to me is a Davidoff. You know, it's like, is this where this is headed?
They're okay.
yeah. Really? Yeah. Which microphone are you on? I can just cut that off now. So
we're going to take that glass away from you. Keep up with the nonsense.
Sure, yeah, for sure. But you know, I found myself in my head, you know, kind of comparing it to that reference standing. You know, is it above or below? Kind of where that was at. And I think there were a combination of two things that I found myself. I was like, wow. This is not as big and booming as all the other stuff. And if there was anything that I would have suspected of being kind of this big, booming, you know, fluffy marshmallow flavor, it would have been the Connecticut. And yet it wasn't.
Right.
You know, and so I was just kind of left there going, okay, well, that was anticlimactic all the way. You know, I was waiting for something to come back around and not only just to style, but actually kind of, you know, maybe move a little bit through it and a little bit better. But at the end, I was just kind of, you know, sitting there touching up, you know, a bit of the edges kind of as I was going along and going, I like the draw. No, I'm not canoeing. And
I don't think they make a canoe that large.
For all I know, Rich was probably smoking behind me.
I'm not in one either.
You know, he was encouraging me to huff fast and often, but Rich is not here to defend himself. So that's kind of a poor choice. But, you know, I kept on waiting for just more. And it really came. And I just, at the end of the day, I was kind of like, this is good average, you know, Connecticut. Yeah. You know, would I go back to it? Probably not.
I think one of the feathers in their cap, though, for people here, you know, here at Sip, Suds, and Smokes, us being somewhat cigar snobs, right? We have a lot of experience with cigars.
Yeah.
You want me to turn the snob machine on? Oh, I could totally do that.
This
line of cigars and the Connecticut especially are something that you can just kind of light and just enjoy the experience of smoking, right? Yeah. Just that.
I'd be okay with that.
Draw and exhale. This wasn't it,
but that would be okay with that.
You know, taking the time out to just be and smoke great golf course cigar. This is
I've smoked a bunch of them on the
this
golf
course. This is a good one to cut the grass with.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's so good is if you smoke this cigar and you've got people playing behind you, they're going to know where you are on the golf course.
That's okay.
So for safety, it's good.
True. Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of things people smoke on the golf course that'll let you know where they are. So
that would be me on the golf course, probably.
Yeah, I am quite convinced that this cigar would not help your putting. I'm sorry. Let me expand.
My putting is horrible.
Let me expand upon that. I don't believe that there is anything on the planet that would help your putting.
At least I can drive the ball.
You did get a new driver, yeah.
Maybe if you tried that hole close to the parking lot.
Yeah, right. Right by your car.
Did he just hit it down the street?
Get in your car and just go home? All right, so what are we going to rate this at here, fellas? Hold them up. So we're going to go with a 2.
Wow.
But let's just say Benjamin gave it a 3, which is a good.
Probably make like a 2.6.
Two and a half.
No.
Let's go 2.
No.
That's fine.
We're not going to do that. If I wanted to do halvesies, I would have published halvesies.
You would have got a glass of tea.
That's right. So.
All right. Well, story time, folks. Let's let me just let you all in on a little secret here. We won an award.
It was published. It's not a secret.
Oh, it's not a secret now? We're out? It's out?
Well, you know,
if you don't read, it's a secret.
We've enjoyed a lot of great awards for this radio show podcast, you know, over many, many years. And, you know, recently we got one that I wasn't, it was a very nice surprise.
Mike cried.
So
he cried when it happened.
We won the best podcast of Nashville, sponsored by the Nashville Scene magazine. It's a weekly arts and culture magazine.
Very, very prestigious magazine in the area.
Definitely from a local perspective.
Don't they summarize all the really good strip joints, you know, in the back?
Holy moly. Yeah.
The 2-for-1. Tell me about the classified.
So the 2-for-1 discount code is in the back. You just have to tear it off and take it in with
you. Back page. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it is. It's a really great, it is a very good publication. And it's a annual contest where, you know, their readers, you know, get to vote. And
yeah, we got voted in.
And I just all of a sudden kind of got this, you know, email out of the blue going, hey, you guys won. Show up to collect your award. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm like,
awesome.
What contest was this?
Right. Like, did I enter this or did someone enter this for me?
You know, is this a contest, you know, with cats and dogs, and I can send Barger, you know? So
listen, I'm allergic to cats, but I'm in it if there's dogs. I'm down.
You know, it's definitely not a putting contest that I would send Barger to. That's for sure.
But I can drive it.
Yeah, but it was very nice. It was very unexpected. Most importantly, I'm really grateful, you know, for our listeners, you know, voting for us. I'm glad that you found this 1-hour show mildly entertaining for 22 minutes.
Yeah, thank you, folks.
Continue to hit that incredibly low target.
Hey, 500 to keep you in the league.
By the way, we just passed minute 23, so there we go. We would achieve victory again.
Thank you for voting us in, folks. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Really, really appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Mike, you can tell that voting farm, they're good. They're good to go.
Okay.
Let him off the hook.
It's a voting farm in Nicaragua. Okay, yeah. I press the button again. I press the button again. I press the button again.
What do you do?
I press the button again.
This one.
I press the button again.
This one.
You know, where do you put that on your resume? Press the button again. I think you put that right in the middle with a big button there. Yeah,
like,
I press
the button. Special skills and talents.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you definitely press a button, Barker, for sure.
I'll press all
the
buttons.
That's the only question I got right in the bar.
Usually to the people that are on the hole ahead of us.
Yeah. I may or may not have hit somebody. I don't want to talk about it.
You know, that old guy.
That's what happens. He didn't move
fast enough.
With your driver.
He's a crosswalk.
There was
man.
A dude with all his buddies were in golf carts, and this 70-year-old man's
he had
walking
a
cart. That's not my fault. He needs to get off the fairway.
You know,
right?
He was wearing an adult diaper on the sixth hole. Seriously.
Well, he did not have high vis colors on, and I didn't see him.
Oh.
Pulling the bag of clubs behind him.
In front. He was pushing.
Incredible, dude. Incredible.
All right. So we're going to go next. We're going to talk about the Maduro, and Benjamin's going to tell us about that.
The Maduro, perfect for aficionados who crave intensity and complexity, this full-bodied cigar delivers a profound and satisfying smoking experience. The Mexican San Andreas wrapper imparts deep, earthy flavors with a touch of natural sweetness, while the Nicaraguan binder and fillers add layers of dark chocolate, espresso, and black pepper. As you progress, you'll discover subtle notes of leather, dried fruit, and a hint of spice, creating a rich and well-rounded profile. So for me, this Maduro, came out of Corona. So 5x42, which is definitely preferred, ballpark for the smokes that I really, get into and enjoy. Had some like cool, earthy, nutty, chocolatey notes on the cold draw. And then all the way through, man, this thing was pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Which I really, really enjoyed. There was that baseline profile that I had all the way through with some cool pops of that pepper and coffee grounds. Kind of had like some waxy fruit characters to it. This was the crown jewel of the Escobar cigars for me.
I really like that
excited
size.
I had two of them
in my
sample pack.
I really like that size. I think that size really does their flavor profile well.
Yes,
I had the same. I've said so far, the Connecticut was the only one I had a little bit of an issue with. But like we talked about, with the size being the issue, like I think if that was in that big of if that would have been in that size, I don't think there would have been those issues. You know, but their construction quality was great. You know, the overall flavor was consistent. The burn was consistent. So I like this one too. What do you think?
Some of my tasting notes here around this are, you know, tons of smoke.
Smoke detected.
Yeah. And leather.
Here is the warmth of thickly cushioned contour seats, available even in fine Corinthian leather.
Maduros are your favorite, right?
Drew's not here.
Yeah, they are. You know, when they're done well.
Shout out, Drew.
Yeah, so.
Drewski.
It was kind of earthy, hints of mint, and a little less earth, you know, kind of at the midpoint, you know, for the cigar. Very nice burn line. You know, that was something I was not writing down a whole lot, you know, going through this. And the construction around this particular stick, it was a very solid average, you know, Maduro. You know, I'm always a sucker for really good, you know, San Andreas wrappers.
I love San Andreas wrappers.
And, you know, they're, you know, probably one of the wrappers I find myself using the word complex, you know, around quite a bit. So with this particular cigar, I took the Barger Challenge against my will.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So all the time he's like, you know, this is so good with, you know, coffee. And, you know, coffee and cigars just go together, you know, really, really, really
well. Especially first thing in the morning.
And you know, first thing in the morning, like, you know, you apparently clean your sinuses out and it just, you know, it's the magical time to have cigars.
It is.
I am not a morning smoker, you know, by...
Or person.
You know, Well, that's true. I'm not a morning person either.
I woke up next to you before.
Oh, boy. I just, I don't know what to say about that.
Hey, you guys were there. That was story time. You guys were there. Let's not just be real.
Thinking, we're not going to go down that line. Okay. So,
shout out PCA.
So I was like very determined. I'm like, okay, so this is something I'm finally going to try with coffee. And I had roasted up one of my favorite coffees, a coffee that I've had an awful lot of. And so instead of me concentrating on what's happening with the coffee, I was like, I just need something that I know that taste profile.
So
and
Kirkland.
I'm really kind of waiting for the cigar to kind of come along and enjoy it. So
shout out Maxwell House.
I actually, I paired this with
little Folgers.
It is Indonesian. It's called Bali Blue Moon is the name of this bean. And it's one of my favorites. I've had it, probably well over the last 5 years on routine and basis and several different crops and different, roasting, profiles. And so I knew that that was the right thing to just simply not get in the way.
How do you have a different roasting profile? Don't it just go in a basket and you flip it?
Negative. Not even close. So you are not invited to any of the coffee shows.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you should go back and listen to our Coffee 101 episode.
Maybe I should.
You'll sound
wherever you find
semi-intelligent, being on Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Well, I'm not a
you're
coffee
definitely
bean
not
head.
A coffee bean nerd. That is correct. Yeah. I would never use that term around you.
Yeah.
So
if it ain't 5 o'clock, it ain't mine.
I understand that your traditional pairing with Dunkin' by 9 p.m. 9 a.m.
Don't you knock Dunkin' coffee? That sounds great.
Probably your traditional pairing. But I'm not
Tim Hortons guy.
Not gonna pick at that. A global radio show, but yeah. Anyway, it absolutely ruined the world-class bean. I walked away from the whole experience going, I have taken a concerted effort to finally have coffee with a cigar, and it just completely ruined the coffee experience completely. And I was like, wow, if this is a really good idea of a pairing, I'm waiting. If you have a really good bean to suggest that I pair, with a cigar, I am all ears, man. I will listen. If it does not rhyme with the words Dunkin' Donuts, I will be okay.
Well, listen. Have you tried?
Oh, dear.
Starbucks?
If you say the word hazelnut, I'm going to stab you.
What is it, Cafe International?
Well, yeah, right. Listen, let's get to Justin before McCafe. We cut out to break here. What'd you think of this Maduro here, Justin?
So, great construction. Flavor stayed lit. It had a complicated foot, and it paired well with Blackjack at the Hard Rock.
With Indonesian at Bali Blue Moon.
The server hadn't brought me anything yet. It would have been a Heineken, but didn't happen yet.
All right. Man. So what are we going to rate it? We got a 4.
All right.
Thank you for that rating. That was a good one. And we're going to take a break here shortly and go over some of these ads that you really need to purchase.
I did think this held up well in the overall product line.
I did too.
Yeah. I would, as long as it has enough smoke.
Smoke detected.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just keep it away from my Bally Blue.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
We'll be right back.
Don't touch my coffee, man.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, And welcome back from the break. I really hope that you purchase whatever that we talked about.
Buy it now.
You got to buy it. If we're talking about it, you need it. That's for sure.
Paging HR to conference room number 3. Conference room number three.
So we just went over the Escobar Maduro and we gave it a 4.
Magnificent.
See, I'm learning to wait for that. I'm horrible about not waiting for that magnificent there at the end, but Benjamin keeps holding my mouth closed until it's done.
What gauge staple gun
do you use?
Yeah.
I use 14, yeah.
It's a pneumatic stapler.
Yeah. It's a feed bag, actually.
Right. I'm waiting until blood drawn.
So Escobar has an LE, and I'll be going over that. It's called the Ultra Black. So they say, to find the crown jewel of the Escobar cigar line, we have been searching the cigar landscape for several years, trying to find the perfect blend that true cigar aficionados would clamor for. Our aim is to show a cigar to the cigar world that we mean business, and when it comes to the ultra premium cigars, our Ultra Black is the limited edition cigar made with the finest 5-year aged tobacco that comes in at a 6 7/8 by 54 ring gauge or girth.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
Oh. So the company that they partnered with was a dream come true, EPC. So it's Ernesto Perez Criollo. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong.
Carrillo.
That's who they went with the blender, master blender for this. It says a storied cigar company whom has won Cigar of the Year from Cigar Aficionado twice in the last 4 years. Over the celebrated history of EPC has been manufacturing cigars, they've won every award there is to be won in the cigar industry. The knowledge is second to none. Mastery of the cigar craft is could be considered arguably the best in history of cigar making. Sorry, I'm butchering this. I was around a cat earlier and really messed my allergies up. But when it came to time to select a blend, we were fortunate enough to have EPC allow us to release a blend that they've been holding on to for a special release of their own. The cigar is guaranteed to blow you away, and we are honored to be the ones releasing the special, very limited release cigar to the world. I smoked a couple of these Ultra Black LEs both times on the golf course. Once on the golf course and once at home. I like this cigar. Like, I think it's got the complexity that I like. I don't have the binder filler wrapper right in front of me right now, but it is got that spicy overtone with that subtle and that smooth creaminess to it, and it's got the smoke that we like.
Did you say smoke?
I did say smoke.
Smoke detected.
Holy smokes!
The burn was well, the construction was well. I didn't have any canoeing or any issues with it. Both times I've smoked one, it's been a good experience for me. Justin, what do you think?
So I preferred the Maduro to this one. I expected more out of it. Construction was good. It lit, but it didn't stay lit. Had a Heineken with it, so it was kind of a neutral product to have with it. I love these kind of cigars normally. This one just didn't hit it for me.
Yeah. Mike, what about you?
I have decided to dial up our crack research team, otherwise known as Bubba down in the basement.
Yeah.
And he got back to me. I said, what's in this cigar? He said, well, there's tobacco in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about right.
Cool. I said, that's awesome. I said, well, why don't you talk to your cousin Earl, ask him what kind of binder filler is this? And he goes, hey, well, Earl's dead.
Yeah.
So I got to figure it out. So finally, after this engaging conversation, I found out the binder filler wrapper.
There you go.
So the binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler is Dominican Republic.
There you go.
And the rapper is Mexican San Andreas, yep. Maduro. How about that? Thank you for coming on by. Yeah, so, you know, I even thought the way that Justin was describing it, I found poorly. I found myself comparing this, you know, directly to the Maduro, you know, itself. And, you know, I think it's very natural. It, you know, having, you know, almost an identical, you know, profile.
But at the same time, it had that, for me, it had that same profile as the Maduro, but that San Andreas that we had talked about when we were discussing the Maduro, like, that San Andreas just kicks it up for me.
Well, it actually kicked it down for me, you know, with this. And,
sure.
You know, I found myself, you know, in some compare and contrast, you know, train of thought to say, I actually like, you know, the Maduro better. I think combined with, you cannot find this stick.
Yeah.
It is just so hard because it just got so much attention and was, you know, rated exceptionally, you know, by, you know, some other media outlets. And I think I got frustrated with, you know, the thought of, you know, chasing this down. I mean, it's not a terribly expensive stick. I thought it was very well priced, but, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you're on your 15th call going, hey, do you have these? Hey, do you have these? Hey, do you have these? Hey, do you have this? And, you know, it's like, wow, yeah. You know, am I searching for, you know, fairies that, you know, dance, you know, only twice a year, you know, or.
Yeah, those are hard to find.
Yeah.
Fairies in general.
But, you know, yeah. I did find the construction, you know, probably superior to this. And this was one of the sticks in this product line that didn't have that big booming smoke.
Holy smokes!
You know, it was back to, you know, probably what I would consider a bit more in line. And so when I look at, you know, the construction versus flavor, I would have to say I'm going to give the LE, you know, probably a heads up with that and actually enjoy, you know, the Maduro itself in terms of flavor. But for construction, I actually like the LE. I don't even think I touched the burn line once with this.
Yeah.
This thing was a tank from a construction perspective,
for sure.
Right? Like stacking dimes, this thing burned clean and straight all the way through. Now, compared to that Maduro, because I found myself in that same train of thought as Mike, it being very similar in look and feel to the Maduro, the complexity on this was actually punched up a bit for me, which had me enjoying the limited edition a bit more. I think that now knowing that some of those fillers are Dominican definitely is kind of what kicked that up. For me, I smoke a lot of tobaccos out of the Dominican Republic, and they bring about this, like, just, you know, you can tell it's a different region. Right.
Sure.
And so that experience for me put this, you know, at the top of the list from Escobar Cigars.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I do tend to like the Carrillo line of smokes. And so knowing that this collaboration was happening also piqued my interest walking into it.
Just on par.
And something, you know, that if I could, you know, if you find another one, is definitely worth picking up a couple of them, keeping them around.
For sure. And the price point for all their line actually is not terrible.
These are one of the cigars, you know, that never a bad idea to just have a few in the humidor, right? Because they are priced right.
Yeah. You're going to go for anywhere from 10 to 15 bucks. I think the LE is probably 16.
25.
Is it 25? I was going to say, I thought it was like 18 bucks or something. But yeah, even at 25 bucks, I mean, for a higher end EPC, you know.
Yeah, like I said,
it's a great cigar.
It is a bit of us, you know, some patience and smiling and dialing. But yeah, I mean, definitely at the end of the day, would I buy the Maduro over the LE? Yeah, you know, for sure. But well, let's rate up this and then kind of talk about the line a bit.
Yeah. So what do we got here? What do you got? Hold it up, Justin.
He's looking for your thumb.
All right. Well, I guess what are we going to get? We meet in the middle? Meet at his rating?
Yes. Sure.
Yep. We'll go with a 4.
Magnificent.
I think for me, what might have pushed that cigar over the edge and made it a just a banger of a cigar, but it's a good cigar in itself, but just a banger, would have been
a lot more leather.
A smaller, maybe a Petite Lancero.
Oh, jeez. No.
If only.
I thought you were going to say a one putt, but anyway, no. I know that's definitely not in the offing.
We all know Petite Lancero is my favorite size.
Yeah. No, I think I found myself waiting for some more diverse flavor profile. It's almost like it was too close to somebody having, very common binder filler, and then just exchanging the wrapper out, across a lot of different things. Out of the product line, I would definitely go back to the Maduro. It was good bang for buck. There's a lot of head nodding in the room that, are agreeing with that statement. I don't know. I just, for the, some of the others, I just, if I was, probably at a cigar bar and maybe that was my only choice, I wouldn't cringe, at the thought of some of the other ones. I do think that that Maduro is definitely worth coming back around. And I can see that this whole line evolving over time to actually get better with time.
Right. Think this was their second year in, maybe.
Yeah.
It
feels very sophomoric.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen moving forward and watching closely. Morgan is local here in Nashville. He's one of the owners. He's here in Nashville. Shout out Morgan. What's up? Thank you for helping us get this product line in and get us everything to us to, so that we can share what we think to the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really interested and going to watch them closely to see what they come up with next.
Any pairings?
So what did you guys pair with? Yeah, let's hear. Obviously, it was your favorite coffee. So and it was so we had the favorite coffee, and then you had what, air after that? You put with air?
Yeah.
Just a deep breath.
Yeah, just a. Justin, what did you pair with, buddy? Other than Heineken,
I had this at a interactive establishment with a Heineken.
I believe there's another term for an interactive establishment.
Right? Were you trying to catch shrimp in your face?
Just don't try the clam dip.
You stop puffing right now. It's too much smoke.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes.
What about you, Benjamin?
It's still been a bit unseasonably warm here, even though it's technically fall.
I love it. I love this weather.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. Been a lot of cold brew in my life recently, so I was on the
coffee
train.
Did that come out with your boots and your sweater vest?
I would not recommend this with Indonesian
Bollywood. Yeah, everything matches a pumpkin spice latte.
Okay. I'm just saying.
It does not. Do not use those words.
Yeah, PSLs, dude.
Pumpkin latte, the diabetic's best friend.
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, cold brew, specifically because of the concentrated flavor of the coffee, tends to kind of help you blind some of the bigger, bolder flavor profiles of cigars in general. And so you can kind of pick up on the nuance a bit. And this is definitely one of those things that is obviously very subjective. But the cold brew was spot on. From a pairing profile,
I have a really hard time with cold brew. So my problem with cold brew is
because you're using Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Well, no, I've had cold brew a lot of different places, a lot of my travels.
I wish to register a complaint.
That's right. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I have it's either it's really good or it's terrible.
Do you make your own? There's no in between. Out of the grocery store.
No, I go to coffee shops.
Do you
shops
stir right to left or left to right?
Occasionally, I'll get a cold brew.
I think clockwise makes all the difference.
You know that brewing hot coffee and pouring it over ice cubes isn't cold brew, right?
That's not how it works?
No, not even close.
Well, maybe I should listen to Coffee 101.
I had one constructive pairing to offer up. So I did have the Connecticut with rum. I actually had it with a...
he's assuming I don't have constructive things to pair with.
Oh, yeah. Classic. You're about to head down the path of talking about coffee. You know, no, I do think I like rum in general with a lot of cigars.
Yes.
And I have such a broad range of rums, you know, that I go to. Actually went after a plantation rum that I had that it was like a 20-year plantation rum. And it was actually a very good pairing. It worked really well with that Connecticut. It kind of tamed, you know, a bit of that, you know, big booming smoke.
Smoke detected.
That, you know, actually, we didn't have big booming smoke with the Connecticut. I forgot. So, but overall, I actually thought that it elevated that Connecticut.
So, interesting enough, I also paired some of these with rum.
Oh. Captain Morgan?
No, actually. There was some Foursquare and a couple others that I tried and that were fantastic with these. I thought the sweetness of the rum really pulled out the spice of the cigar.
Malibu coconut. Good call.
Yeah, sure. For again. Sure. Yeah. Talk about cranberry vodka. Yeah. But, you know, I also pair with coffee. So I'll pair with a coffee or, you know.
Shout out Folgers.
Coffee and coconut.
Yeah, that's right.
Winning.
That's awesome. Well, love it or hate it, this is what we think today. So this is really great stuff. And I want to thank everybody for coming and listening to us. I want to thank our host today, good old boy Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
The good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Pick another episode to listen to as well from our back catalog. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Benjamin.
Good to be here, Justin. Good to see you. Smoke them if you got them.
And as for me, good old boy Barger, I'm going to wish you good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And keep on smoking. No matter what it is. It's like meth. Don't smoke meth.
Would
That's
any
weird.
Of these cigars help your alignment for putting?
Maybe.
Maybe you could start laying them down.
I'm not quite sure.
Maybe I can make like a little trough out of cigars to the hole and I could just put it through them.
Like a big puff
like
of
a canoe.
Like, yeah, like a canoe. Right. Way. Right. Have a good night, folks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor. And tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.